This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We are live in McKinney, and we have Tolo back window decals for you. We're right off 75. Cruise through if you can. Just met a Tolo named Clayton here at the break. He was over there at the service desk having something taken care of. As we broadcasted quite a motor vehicle experience right here. Jeff, what's the name of this place
again? This would be Honda Cars of McKinney, 601 South Central Expressway, a.k.a. the place where I may swing by next Monday and pick up a Honda so that I can get a free Honda lawnmower. Now, if you buy a new or certified pre-owned Honda up here at Honda Cars of McKinney, that $399 value there, that lawnmower, it's yours for free. Buy a Honda, get a Honda. Buy a Honda, get a Honda lawnmower.
Very good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you've been talking about those Hondas for a while now.
That's what I do.
Okay.
That's what I do. I'm an Accord guy, I think. Looking at them, and that's a sexy-looking car these days.
I think it's called Accordion.
No, it's just it's a Honda Accord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it stops it right there at the D. That's the end, D is always the end.
We're going to get into Dak and Jalen and Byron Jones and that topic here in just a second from Saturday night at the big fight. Cowboys are visiting with Randall Cobb today and Clayton Gethers, a safety from the Colts. Big hitting guy. He is a team captain, plays with a lot of heart, plays with a lot of intensity, been injury prone. And then, of course, Randall Cobb, you know him quite well. He was injured. Both guys have been injured, and that's one of the reasons that their teams are possibly moving on from him. The Packers cut Randall Cobb. He was on a four-year, $40 million contract, and Gethers is up for a new deal, but the Colts aren't giving him the kind of offers that he and his agent had in mind at this point. So those guys are in here. Anybody with a hot take on either one of those players?
I think both of them are probably starters and upgrades for the team at this point, if you sign them both. I think if Clayton Gethers is your starting strong safety, that's an upgrade from Jeff Heath. I think I just saw the numbers where he's a box player who's going to play downhill, the strong safety spot, and missed 9 tackles last year to Jeff Heath's 21.
Ooh.
So you're looking at a more reliable tackler. So if he ends up being signed by the Cowboys, I think you've upgraded at that spot. It doesn't even mean you're done, though. You could still pick a guy. And Randall Cobb, I think, is an upgrade over Allen Hurns. And maybe he and Tavon Austin could both get some time in there in the slot.
So I know that you have all these numbers, and I just don't know where to go to find them. So I'm going to just ask you to do something for me at some point.
Okay.
Is you had Amari Cooper separation last year was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Some of the best in the NFL. Could you look up how quick it is, like the website you go to for Randall Cobb separation? Because I think that would tell a lot, Gavin, because if he's not getting separated – but yet he's still catching balls when he's healthy. That's because he has the best quarterback in the game, one of the greatest in the history of football. And I'd be like, well, I'm not really. Yeah. I don't think our guy, if the guy's only 1 foot away from him, is going to be able to put it in that type of pocket for Randall Cobb to be successful. But if we're still seeing some separation, I'll say, well, that's really good, so we can use him. The Randall Cobb thing, I just wonder about Aaron Rodgers and how much he makes him successful.
Yeah, very fair point. Bengals released Vontaze Burfict. Talk about injured. Holy cow. He stays injured. And he's also a dirty player, so there will be exactly zero interest from the Cowboys with him.
He's about the most concussed guy in NFL history, too.
Right?
I believe he has 7 confirmed diagnosed concussions since he's been in the league.
Ooh, wow.
So that might be a good time to go ahead and shut that down.
Getting while the getting's good. And then former Packers corner Bashaud Breeland is going to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. So that kind of gets you up to date on everything that the NFL is doing and what the Cowboys are taking a look at today. If there is breaking news, we'll shoot it right to you. If you go to the radio.com app and like our page, we can send you text alerts when there's breaking news. And plus, when you're jumping out of the vehicle, you can stream us here at 105.3 The Fan. Okay, everything good on that then? It was said by Jason Hatcher it was an issue for Tony to be with the owner and be with the coaches so much breeds resentment. So Tony haters having a ball with it, as last week their guy was getting kicked. And, you know, Dak's praises were being sung. Well, look at this. Dak Prescott at the Errol Spence Jr. fight, sitting alongside Jerry Jones and Jalen Smith. So
offensive
and a defensive leader, both corrupted now.
Oh, no.
Future of the organization and their leadership, very, very.
Both need contracts, too.
Yes, they do both need contracts. So, you know, there you have it. What do you guys make of this whole deal?
I'm with Fish on one thing. Like, I think it's different if you are hanging out in the city of Arlington at a fight for a local guy where it's like, yeah, it's in town, so obviously we're all in town a lot. That's a little bit different than Garrett and the Romo family and the Witten family and the Jones family at whatever country they're in on a yacht, all dressed in matching outfits. Like, there's a different level of favoritism when you're taking family vacations together than, hey, guys, the fight that's in the stadium we play in, and you guys want to swing through and come up to the box. But I tell you what, it's still favoritism. It's still select players hanging out with the owners. Antoine Woods wasn't going to be there.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be invited to that. Does that – I don't know.
They're just not in the same section that Jerry is sitting in and next to him. Like, there, I just wonder if there are, like, another 10 or 15 Cowboys that really wanted to go. And
oh, yeah.
The Cowboys, Jerry, was like, yeah, I'll hook you up. You're just not going to be sitting, you know, where I'm sitting.
So does that make Dak somebody that in the locker room you're going to look at and be like, oh, God, the owner's buddy?
Yeah, I think that's the topic right there. And I think – you know, if you find yourself in a situation on the Cowboys where the owner wants to hang out with you, that's the owner's bad, right? Because now, as Mike pointed out, I think last time we talked about this, he puts the players in a tough spot.
Yeah.
Because you can't say no to that, especially if you want a new contract.
Right.
And it's important to Jerry. He wants to feel like he's one of the guys. He wants to be buddies with everybody. Yeah. And
that's why he hates Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, keeps him young. That whole deal. So I think it's important for the player to understand what it could turn into. And I think what the story was with Tony is, like, you know, he didn't interact with the guys in a way that made that okay. If you're Dak, you go in there and say, man, I'm sorry, you know, I hope it doesn't make any hard feelings, but what are you going to do when the owner asks you? Yeah. You're still my guy. I'm not trying to be an owner, dude.
And you just don't want to change. If you're Dak, I think he has the audience that he needs in that locker room. They all believe in him. They want to follow him. But if he changes – and I don't know if he has or hasn't. I don't think he has from what we understand. Then that can cause a big problem too. Just for an example, Albert Pujols is about to chase like 9 records I saw. And I was talking to some of my buddies. This was way back when. And they're like, oh, I don't like Albert anymore. And they were in St. Louis. And I was like, why don't you like Albert anymore? Like, he's the best player in baseball. He's like, he changed. Right? And he changed with success. And he was like, no, I don't know you anymore. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And so when Dak, if he does have the success we hope he has, if he totally changes, then we're in big trouble. Because then the players are like, you don't like Albert Pujols anymore? No, I don't like him anymore. Because he was way different when he was a rookie. He was way different when I was playing with him in the minor leagues. And now he's like, no, my S doesn't stink, and I don't have time for you. I only have time for really important people, and I don't think Dak has that personality. And I'm not trying to knock Tony Romo, but Tony Romo went from undrafted, third string, not even active on game days, to bam, you're the starter. Bam, you got celebrity girlfriends.
You've been Facebook Live.
Bam, you've been Facebook Live. That was later in his career when Facebook came about.
Yeah.
And then he obviously backed away from being one of the guys in the locker room. And hopefully Dak doesn't do that, because if he does, think it takes the average player and go, whatever.
It's easy now when you're younger, when you're the same age as your guys, and you can relate to all your guys. And in that way, what's it going to look like in year 12?
Yeah.
And then I think something that all dads can relate to. Now, some dads keep hanging out, right? But once you become a dad and you're on the other side of 30 and everybody's coming in at 22, you feel kind of out of place, like going to hang out with them. It's a rare guy, because it's like, I'm the old guy trying to be cool and young now. You know, you don't want to be that dork in the locker room, do you?
Yeah,
not at all. So, and then you have wifey saying, you're going to go hang out with the guys? You have 2 kids at home. What kind of a dad are you? You know, so it becomes really, really difficult in a lot of things to balance. I believe Dak's a special leader at this point. We'll see what happens in his late 20s and early 30s. And I think the same thing about Jalen Smith as well. I think the enthusiasm for life just bubbling off of Mr. Clear Eye View, he couldn't be anything else but that guy that people are always going to want to love to be around.
Yeah.
But that's all we've seen right now. Yeah. Again, things change massively as your life evolves.
And I just wonder, do you believe that going forward? Because I know we're talking about Dak here, but the guy also sitting there was Jalen Smith. And it's really weird that he is in the last year of his contract, and we don't talk at all about him, because the way linebackers just got money, if he improves again another year, he's going to be making somewhere between 12 and 14 million, or 10 and 14 million dollars. I'll put a bigger range on it. But do you think that he becomes the next 5 years or so the leader of the defense, where he's the you follow Jalen Smith?
Ooh, I think it'll be DeMarcus Lawrence.
Okay.
I think that'll be the guy as long as he's here and as long as he plays well. I wonder what's going to happen with Jalen, because I know Steven plans to re-sign everybody, but it's going to get real interesting when Jalen Smith is going to be like, what, your 11th or 12th guy that's making $10 million off the
yeah.
team?
Yeah, holy cow.
They're trying to squeeze. By the way, it looks like I picked the wrong name when I was like, well, Antoine Woods isn't invited. He was there with them as well. So oh. So I guess when the party's in Arlington, you yeah. can all go. Well, we need to see who goes out of town.
Yeah,
with the higher ups,
and pretty smart by whoever to have a bunch of players representing different financial and status in the pecking order there for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I think that's how Jerry should roll, right?
Yeah,
we got a couple of star players, but who else? Bring some guys along with us, so it's more of a team thing than the players that Jerry really likes type of thing.
Just don't bring any of those damn practice squatters.
salute to Atolo here. Just came by. Damian from Frisco. Thank you so much. He came bearing gifts.
Thank you, Damian.
Some domestic light beer.
I do
some donuts that are definitely not light.
I do think Jerry does do a good job of including everybody, though. I will say that. Yes, does he have his favorites? Yes. Romo's his favorite player, quarterback of all time, and I know Witten's right there with him too. But I do think in a lot of these situations, the players, for the most part, I'm always weirded out by this. He's one of the only owners in the history of sports where players are like, love Jerry Jones. I'm like, he screwed you over and released you. And for the most part, I know there's a few guys that get mad at Jerry, but I mean, for the most part, he does a good job of keeping people happy. He really screws over.
No, you're right about that. That's pretty funny too. Do you think it was more Jason Garrett wrangling his college basketball crew that maybe bred those seeds of resentment?
I think that was part of it. I didn't know until Mike Fisher brought it up today during his hit. I didn't remember the Turks and Caicos and the matching outfits and everything.
Did they have vacation t-shirts, or would they have some white linens on?
Intentionally all in white to take our picture together with all of our families.
Wow, that is rich. A real family picture type of setup that mom would have you all matching and stuff.
Awful.
Well, you know, I think you hit the word, though. You got to be inclusive as possible with many people because, you know, if you don't go to somebody and define that relationship between you and take a lot of care to foster the good vibes, then you're leaving their imagination to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're already feeling a little bit left out, are they going to imagine that you had the best intentions or the worst intentions or somewhere in the middle? And I think, you know, the best leaders understand that and don't take anything for granted that people are just going to automatically like them or assume that, you know, you had everybody's best interest in mind. Okay, where are we once again where you can get a Tolo back window decal today while supplies last, Jeffrey?
Well, Gavin, we are at Honda Cars of McKinney. That's 601 South Central Expressway, so come on up. We're having a party.
Look at these beauties right here.
Oh, those are the tall ones.
16-ounce tall cans for you.
Getting ready for the tournament right there.
Hello,
huh?
Miller Lite.
Fresh delivery.
Hello, my sweet children.
Okay.
Axum Jacksums.
What?
Did I say it?
Well, no, we're not Axum Jacking this year. Did you see who made the tournament?
Oh, Abilene Christian.
Abilene Christian's
different.
In the tournament.
That's Austin. Right.
Abilene Christian is about to slap Kentucky as a 15 seed takes down a 2, and we get started. Greatest team in Abilene history, boys. Who's ready?
Is it?
Thursday, 6 o'clock. Yeah, it's the best team in Abilene history. 27 wins. We got a couple dudes that are lighting it up from 3. We had to kick a couple guys off the team a month or two ago. It's been real hot since.
How do you know all this?
Been real hot since. Oh, my guy, Zach Cunningham DM'd me with a quick scouting report. Yeah.
That is awesome. Little addition by subtraction this year for you guys.
Yeah, I had to kick a couple guys off. But we got, you know, a couple of studs and then one real streaky three-point shooter that when he's hot, woo!
Were the two guys on the Kavanaugh program at school? Is that what happened?
Probably. I'll have to look into that.
Hey, you guys didn't go to school. They're like, yeah, we're here to play basketball.
Just be watching out for Peyton Ricks dropping bombs from 3.
Oh, Rixie.
And everybody knows Jalen Franklin and Jaron Lewis. Those guys are stars.
Yeah, I call it Frankie time when
he
gets going.
Me too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.